This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Ukraine's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a package of electoral and constitutional changes. They're designed to bring an end to the political turmoil triggered by last month's disputed presidential election. The lopsided vote in parliament follows more than 2 weeks of street protests and political maneuvering, and it lays the groundwork for the new presidential vote scheduled for December 26th. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Ukraine's capital, Kiev, where he's been covering this story for weeks. And Lawrence, first, this package of reforms, I know that one thing that it does is reduce the power of the prize that will be won on December 26th, the presidency. Why would that be done?
It does reduce some of the powers of the presidency. What the government had said all along, outgoing President Kuchma, was that, look, divisive elections like this prove that Ukraine needs a weaker presidency. We need to transfer some of those powers to parliament so that we don't see a repeat of the standoff, which has divided the country between the western and central regions and some of the eastern third of the country, which is Russian-speaking and had supported the government more. Now, what the government actually got was less. The changes to the presidential powers were not as sweeping as the government wanted. It was a compromise with the opposition in the end. What will happen now is that the president will consult with Parliament on some of the nominations of his ministers. Parliament will nominate other ministers. It's really a compromise deal. The president will still have many powers, but he won't be the figurehead that the government had wanted him to be in the very beginning.
Now, these changes also affect the way the election will be run on the 26th?
It will affect how the election will be run very much. First of all, we have a new Central Elections Commission. The old Central Elections Commission was stacked by the government. It included only government appointees. Now it will include members of the opposition. And we saw the members of the opposition in the Parliament Hall today coming up and hugging the new members of the new Central Elections Commission. That's number one. That gives the opposition more confidence that this election can be run cleanly. Number two, there are other changes to the elections code, which include the way absentee ballots are governed. Absentee ballots were a big problem the first time around. People using these vouchers to vote multiple times, dozens of times in some cases.
And I just want to be clear on this. These votes are taking place in Ukraine's parliament. There's this dispute between the government forces, if you will, and an opposition party. The government party is basically in control of the parliament?
Pro-government deputies control parliament. Various factions allied with President Leonid Kuchma, outgoing President Kuchma. What the opposition has said all along, this has been another sticking point, was that this parliament was also partially fraudulently elected. International observers said that when this parliament was voted in a few years ago, that there was also great abuse by the government to get its people in. So even the issue of parliament had been a divisive one as well. And one of the reforms which passed today was lengthening the term of the parliament to 5 years. They will meet for 5 years now instead of four. And when we have new parliamentary elections, the opposition hopes that those will be cleaner than they have been in the past.
One other thing, Lawrence, the great fear here has been that this instability will go on. And of course, there's even been speculation about the possibility of the breakup of this country. Do you have any sense as to whether this legislation actually restores everyone's faith that there will be an elected government that they can follow?
I don't think it fully restores people's faith, because this country has really never had an election which hasn't been contentious or where there haven't been allegations of fraud. What it will do, at least temporarily, is give some people some hope that the process could be transparent, could be democratic on December 26th. Now, it remains to be seen. The worst case scenario, according to some of the opposition people, is that this whole thing could be bogged down again. These changes have to be enacted very quickly as far as the election is concerned. And the fear is that you could have another unclear outcome and we could be thrown back to square one, where you have cases before the Supreme Court. I have to note that one of the points which was included in the constitutional reform today was increased powers for the regions. Now, this is an attempt to prevent the chance that Ukraine can be divided between East and West, which has somewhat been the case after this election. If you give more powers to the regions, you have less calls for autonomy in the East, the Russian-speaking East, which allies itself more with Russia. So another attempt to make sure that the country isn't as divided as it has been after this election.
Lawrence, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
We've been talking to NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Kiev, Ukraine.